There was a dozen of the surface vehicles with their wide balloon tires and pressurized cabins in the great servicing chamber. His father must have been expecting, for there were led at once to the little scout car waiting by the huge circular door of the airlock. Tense with expectancy, Marvin settled himself down in the cramped cabin while his father started the motor and checked the controls. The inner door of the lock slid open and then closed behind them. He heard the roar of the great air pumps fade slowly away as the pressure dropped to zero. Then the vacuum sign flashed on. The outer door opened, and before Marvin lay the land which he had never yet entered. He had seen it in photographs, of course. He had watched it imagined on television screens 100 times, but now it was lying all around him, burning beneath the fierce sun that crawled so slowly across the jet black sky. He stared into the west away from the blinking splendor of the sun, and there were the sun stars he had been told but had never quite believed.